From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. At least one South Korean soldier is dead and three others are injured following an artillery fire exchange with North Korea. As Dwali Saikaltow in Seoul reports, the incident comes amid claims that the North has a new functioning uranium enrichment program.
South Korea's state media is televising images of what looks like small plumes of volcanic eruptions from one of its islands off the west coast. But in fact, it's a result of the exchange of fire between militaries of the North and South. Seoul's military confirmed the exchange of fire, and eyewitnesses are telling local media that houses and mountainous areas are on fire and people are evacuating. It isn't yet clear why North Korea fired at the South, but this comes as the North revealed to an American scientist that they have a new uranium enrichment facility that could produce atomic bombs. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikaltow in Seoul.
South Korean President Lee Myung-bak has ordered a stern response to North Korea's actions today. The BBC's John Sudworth reports that South Korea has activated its highest non-military alert.
So far, we're told that the South has fired 80 shells in response. Local news agencies say that fighter jets have been scrambled. And as you'd expect, the residents of that island are being instructed to take cover in secure positions.
The BBC's John Sudworth reporting. Meantime, U.S. Special Envoy to North Korea Stephen Bosworth arrived in Beijing today for talks on the North. The U.S. has been trying to get Pyongyang to return to six-party talks on its nuclear program, but Bosworth says the negotiations will not be held as long as the North continues work on a new nuclear facility. The White House is defending enhanced security measures at the nation's airports. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, U.S. officials say it is necessary to screen passengers and note that the method for doing so will continue to evolve.
Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president's message regarding stepped-up screening techniques at airports has been clear.
Our goal must be to maximize protection and security and minimize inconvenience and invasiveness. He asked them then and continues to ask those that we do all that we can to protect the public and do so in a way that is the least inconvenient as possible.
And while Gibbs acknowledged the growing chorus of complaints from travelers, he rejected the notion that there's a real backlash underway. He said 34 million people have passed through airport security since the new screening measures were put in place, but that fewer than 1% of them were subjected to the pat-down procedure. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.
Delta Airlines says it will consider refunds for passengers who cancel travel plans because of concern over the new airport security measures. A spokesman says that their refunds will be issued on a case-by-case basis. This is NPR News. The Commerce Department's second estimate for third-quarter growth is due out later today. Analysts are predicting it will show the economy expanding 2.3% over the period thanks to stronger exports and business spending. But the slight increase still is not enough to bring down the nation's high unemployment rate. The Minnesota Vikings have fired football coach Brad Childress. NPR's Mike Pesca reports that poor relationships between Childress and his players, as well as the team's 3-7 record, may have done him in.
The Vikings, the most disappointing team in the NFL, along with the Cowboys, have now joined Dallas as teams to have fired their coach mid-season immediately after a horrible loss. In fact, the same team, Green Bay, was the proximate cause of each firing, as the Packers' 31-3 rout of the Vikings on Sunday was the final nail in the Childress coaching coffin. In his 4 years as coach, Childress's win total improved steadily from 6-8 to 10-12 last year, but this season did not go well, and it seemed that each week a new report would surface of Vikings players criticizing their coach. Quarterback Brett Favre also never forcefully backed Childress, who will be succeeded by former defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Federal regulators are expressing concern about the safety of drinking glasses painted with images from popular movies. Tests commissioned by the Associated Press show the glasses contain up to 1,000 times the government limit for lead in children's products. The glasses were made in China and sold at the Warner Brothers studio in Burbank, California. Warner Brothers says the product was not intended for children, but will be recalled just the same. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News. From Washington.
Support for